Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Kill the Walk. My name is Bodie and I am your host. I think I messed up the intro. But anyway, as you could probably tell from last episode, I am tired. We've been doing some really good but very long episodes on this show, which, you know, I'm very proud of the episodes. But again, they're starting to take the toll. And on top of that, I've got all these other things in life that are going on and I'm just tired. So I'm actually going to take a little break from podcasting. I'm still going to have shows out June 10th, the 17th, and the 25th. Those will all be pre-recorded shows. So that will allow me to take 3 weeks off and hang out with my kids who are home for the summer and just kind of recharge. I don't have anything planned during that time except for just hang out and spend time with my family, rest and recharge. I'm taking some time off of work. It's going to be glorious. So I will keep you updated as we get closer to that June 10th time period. Now, because I have to pre-write some shows, the regular episodes aren't going to be as long. And that's for two reasons. One, I don't think I have, between now and July, I don't think I have another hour plus long episode in me. And two, I only have so much time to write this show. So once I use that time, I don't have any other time to do it. So in order for me to pre-write those three episodes that we're talking about, I need to have this show be a little bit shorter. And we're getting into the summertime. And honestly, during the summer, as this is already happening, downloads typically fall off a little bit. And then once everybody goes back to school and parents are back at work and all that good stuff, then my downloads typically pick up again. It's happened every year for the 6 years that I've been doing this show. So this is the time when I can, and there's typically not a lot of news during the summertime that's super interesting. So this is the time where we can just kind of sit back, relax, have a few episodes where it's not, you know, 45 minutes to an hour and a half long. It's only 10 or 15 minutes long, maybe 20 minutes long at the most. So having said that, let's go ahead and jump into the news. Honda has teased their new SUV EV, which is going to be sold in the United States, and it is the Prelude. I was going to go into some of the specs and things like that, but they've only really teased it. So I want to hold off on going too much into that car until they've actually officially shown it off. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the future. Waymo is expanding their driverless robo-taxi program to downtown Phoenix. I have been lucky enough to be able to ride in a driverless Waymo here around my house, my neighborhoods. But where I live in the East Valley, where I live, we have very big streets, you know, wide streets, and it's four lanes is pretty common. So it's a lot easier for those Waymo vans to get around, and there's not a lot of traffic. Now, flip side of that, downtown Phoenix during certain time periods of the day, there is quite a bit of traffic. So at some point, I'll probably grab like Brad and Sierra, and we'll take a Waymo drive in downtown Phoenix, and then we'll report back to you on how that went. And maybe we'll compare it to a Waymo ride here around my house. And we've talked about that in the past. Right now in that downtown area, Waymo is only opening up driverless rides to trusted testers. I was a beta tester at one point in time for the Waymo service, but I don't think I fall into that trusted tester category. And they're also doing Waymo rides from Sky Harbor Airport to downtown Phoenix for Waymo employees. But as soon as they open all this stuff up, I will get back to you and I will let you know how exciting or terrifying it was. Lucid Motors has secured $3.4 billion in incentives to build their factory in Saudi Arabia. This factory is expected to be completed in 2025. It'll create 4,500 jobs, and it will help Lucid meet their goal of 500,000 vehicles per year by the middle of the decade. So in 3 years, Lucid wants to hit 500,000 vehicles. I believe the cheapest vehicle they plan on selling at this point is $60,000. In 3 years. I'm not saying they can't hit it in 10 years, but 3 years, good luck, Lucid. That's a really tough, that is going to be a really tough goal to hit, I think. I might be wrong. That's 500,000 globally, but yeesh, good luck. The VW ID Buzz, which is Volkswagen's recreation of the microbus, the 1960s microbus, will start at 64,581 euros, which is about $68,000 in the United States. And the Buzz Cargo, which is the cargo van, will start at 54,430 euros, which is about $59,520 here in the United States. Now, the European price does include a 19% value-added tax, but still, yikes, that's expensive. I was hoping this vehicle would come in closer to, you know, $40,000, $45,000. I was not expecting it to come out of the gate at such a high price. So that's a little surprising to me. So the configurator will go live on May 20th, but you can only order one of these vehicles if you live in Europe. And then, you know, we'll learn more about the US slash North American version sometime next year. So, yeah, I mean, I still think the Buzz is going to be awesome. I just was not expecting such a high price for that vehicle. Hyundai has announced that they will build a $5.5 billion plant in Georgia. The plant will be near Savannah, Georgia, and this will be Hyundai's first dedicated EV and battery manufacturing plant in the United States. The plant will employ about 8,100 people. And if you were curious, if it was close to Rivian's new factory, it's about a four-hour drive away from Rivian's new factory. So Savannah, Georgia is more like on the coast, and that's where Hyundai is putting their factory. And then Rivian is putting their factory more inland, closer to Atlanta, kind of in the middle of the state. Hyundai and Kia are recalling close to 20,000 IONIQ 5s and EV 6s. The problem, quite frankly, is problematic. If a voltage fluctuation occurs, then the parking brake is disabled, which could allow the car to roll away. I don't need to tell you why that is a problem. This can be fixed by a software update, but it sounds like the update won't come in the form of an over-the-air update. Owners will likely have to take their vehicle to a dealer to get this done, which, you know, seems like it's unnecessary at this point in time with the technology we have. But yeah. And then one more Hyundai story before we get to our Tesla news. Uber Eats is testing out driverless food delivery via a heavily modified Hyundai IONIQ 5. So these IONIQ 5s, they have a bunch of sensors and cameras, and they may have LiDAR. I didn't get a good picture of these vehicles and how they're kitted out. We just kind of got a side profile in the article that I was reading. Uber is partnering with Motional, which is an autonomous driving software, and I assume hardware company, to make this happen. So what you do is you place your order to Uber Eats. the Ioniq 5 drives to the restaurant. The staff puts the vehicle, you know, the food inside the vehicle, drives to your house, and then you're able to go out to a predetermined location, use Bluetooth, and then open up the car and get your food and eat away. Which, I don't hate this idea. I don't want to take jobs away from people who do this full time, but a couple of times at the fire station, for whatever reason, I just didn't feel like cooking. And this was just recently. It's just that we had a long day or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm just going to Uber Eats something in. And, you know, God bless the Uber Eats drivers. I don't think it's necessarily their fault, but I got my food, you know, 45 minutes to an hour after it was finished. So that's problematic. So anything that can help these folks out and make service for customers like me a little bit faster, so they're not eating ice cold truffle fries, would be a huge benefit in my eyes anyway. All right, this is going to be a super quick episode, but before we get to the Tesla news, I'm just going to give you my quick Patreon plug. If you don't want ads in this show, go to patreon.com/kilowatt. Now, if you're a Patreon supporter, I would like you to tell me if you are using the private feed, because it seems like, and I've put an email into Patreon, but it seems like they're using Acast as a hosting provider, and they're asking you to share your information with Acast. So if you have a private RSS feed and you're a patron for this show, prior to, like, let's say a month ago, email me in and see if, let me know if anything changed for you. Now, if you haven't set up the private RSS feed yet, please email in bodie@918digital.com, B-O-D-I-E at 918digital.com, and tell me if they're asking you to share information with Acast. Again, I've got a support ticket in with Patreon. They haven't got back to me yet, but this is new to me, and I don't think I read most of Patreon's update emails, and I don't think they said anything about this, but I don't know. But if you could do that, that'd be great. Patreon.com/kilowatt if you want an ad-free experience. And then we also have stuff at the store, which the store link, the merch link, is in the show notes. And I've actually, let's just say this, I'm working on some things that will be out soon, probably in the next week or two. We'll leave it at that. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our Tesla news, which won't take all that long. Tesla service manuals are now free. Before, you had to pay for them. Unfortunately, the diagnostic software prices has increased. So if you remember right, Tesla went through a lot of scrutiny because they weren't allowing anybody access to any sort of diagnostic software. And well, they were just basically not being very friendly if you wanted to try your hand at fixing your own car, which, you know, on these new vehicles could be problematic. But if you're someone like Rich Rebuilds, who seems to know what he's doing, then it's a little different. Anyway, Tesla made these things available, but they were charging you money for them. Now what they're doing is saying, okay, listen, the service manuals are free, which you could just download, and that costs zero. But the diagnostic software subscription is like $500 a month, or $3,000 a year. And at one point in time, you could rent the diagnostic software for like hourly, which I think was like $136, or for a day for like $300. It was crazy. I think this is a way better way to do it. However, it is still way too expensive. That is a lot of money. Especially when you're renting, there should be like a home hobbyist version that's somewhat reasonable. $500 a month just to, I think this is just to scare people off who aren't serious about it, is really where I think this is going. Tesla is building a 100-stall supercharger in Barstow, California. And if you live in Southern California and you drive to Vegas, you just cheered, because this is the place where you stop when you're driving from Southern California to Vegas, Barstow, which it's in the middle of the desert. It's Barstow. Moving on. Some Model X reservation holders are being notified that their vehicles have been delayed. So some of these folks have actually reserved their vehicle in 2021, and they will have to wait for a total of 2 years until 2023 for their vehicle to be delivered to them, which is a bummer. Tesla is blaming this on the supply chain, which is probably true, but it doesn't change the fact that this sucks for those people who are waiting for their cars. All right, this next story is going to be rumor, and I just want to be 100% clear. I think the rumor is credible, but it's rumor. Tesla is looking at building a battery/EV factory in Indonesia. A local news source said that the deal was done, ink was dry, everything's good to go. Well, it turns out, according to the Indonesia investment minister, nothing is signed yet. So we shall see whether or not this actually happens. But if I'm being honest, I think that the rumor is probably credible, but we'll see in the next couple of weeks, probably in the next couple of weeks. Environmental groups have asked Austin's mayor to withhold permits for Tesla's dedicated battery cathode facility, amongst other things that Tesla is doing. The concern is when you manufacture batteries, it's going to use a substantial amount of water and chemicals, which could potentially lead to a hazardous material situation. Doesn't mean that it will, but it could. And I understand the concern. And I do think that these things should be figured out if they haven't already been figured out before Tesla starts building. Because if you start a project and you make the necessary changes before you actually start building anything, it's much cheaper than if you've already built the project and then you need to make changes. That becomes very expensive. And I'm probably not telling you anything you don't already know, but, I don't have a huge problem with this. We should probably have these things figured out. And if they've already been figured out, those things should be communicated to the community that these are the ways that they're going to mitigate these incidents if this occurs. Elon has announced that Tesla will form a hardcore litigation department to initiate and execute lawsuits. According to Elon, this department will never seek victory in a case against Tesla that is just. Even if Tesla would win, if it's a just case, then they're not going to fight it. However, if they feel that it's unjust, that they will fight it, they won't surrender it, they won't settle it. Even if they lose, they're going to fight it no matter what. My problem with this is that this is largely in the eye of the beholder, whether it's just or not. So, it's like, hey, we're going to act in the best possible way that we can act and be professional at all times. Well, unfortunately, you have that bias to protect yourself and your company. I think announcing this kind of thing is a huge misstep and feels threatening, especially when you consider, if you've been following Elon on Twitter the last couple of months, he is being weird. I don't want to be, I don't want to pull too much into my general feelings about this. He's just acting in a very strange way that you wouldn't normally act at a party. Like if you were at a social gathering and somebody was acting the way that Elon's acting at the social gathering, be like, what is that person's deal? Like what's going on with them? Cause it doesn't feel right. Right now, this is only my outside perspective from things that he's been putting on Twitter, but it's very, it feels threatening. And then especially when you consider that this news comes after that Elon was accused of sexual misconduct. He was accused of propositioning a flight attendant on the SpaceX jet. This is a Business Insider article that interviewed a friend of that flight attendant. So they didn't actually interview the flight attendant. So because of that, we're not going to go into a lot of detail here. We're just going to mention it. Elon did say that there was more to the story, but he denies any sexual misconduct of any kind. Again, I don't usually cover this kind of stuff, so I will keep you informed of the facts. And we'll definitely steer clear of the rumors and the misinformation. But on the other side, this is not a place where I typically feel comfortable reporting like that. That's actually for, you know, like real journalists. I'm just a chucklehead in my basement sweating because I have the air conditioner off so it doesn't bother you while I record. All right. Having said that, that is our show this week. So if you want to email me, and please do if you're a Patreon supporter and you have information on that private RSS feed for the show, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E at 918digital.com. You can also find me on Twitter at 918digital. Then, yeah, I think that's it. Normal show next week, just a little bit shorter. Should be out on Friday. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.